Do they remind us of anyone? Brother Selvin Ashley. Praise the Lord. No, we're not going to miss him that much anymore. Because they will be singing, I believe, quite often up here to remind us of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Who remember the first song that the praise team sang a while ago? What was the first song? I surrender all. Praise the Lord. And as I mentioned when I gave out the last hymn a while ago, how many times the name Jesus was mentioned in the prayers, the scripture reading, and the hymns. Well, guess what? I'm going to be mentioning it quite a few more times. And if you hear a mention, Israel or Jews, is not because of what happened last week, Saturday, and it's going on right now, because I had planned my message for quite a while before that. But as the scripture said, that we should pray for those who are in authority, not only in America, but in the world. Because only God knows what's going to happen in Israel. He knows. So therefore, we must continue to pray for them, because everywhere we have wars like that, you know, there are believers who are being killed. They are ungodly who should have trusted the Lord, and it's too late. So if you are here this morning and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, just think of it. You could have been on a visit to Israel and do not return. I know of a mother and a daughter who went to Israel about 3 weeks ago and came back. Just came back about a week and a half ago. Could you imagine? It could have been me, it could have been you. And there are some that died there that just went for a visit to go to beautiful Israel. I was planning to go, but I leave it there. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let us ask the Lord's blessing. Eternal God and Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how we thank you, O God, this morning for the invitation to come and lift up the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, knowing what he did for us. I believe most of us, if not all of us who are here this morning, have experience the new birth through Jesus Christ. And if you have not, if you are here and you have not have the new birth yet, I'm praying that God will touch your heart, that you do not go out the way you came in, that you will trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And then you can sing the song that we have sung today and the scriptures that was read, and you can pray like how many of us prayed this morning. We give you thanks, O God. We praise your name in and through the wordy name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read three short scriptures before I get really in the message. And the first one is going to be Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. And behold, a certain lawyer, depends on what version you use, it could say a certain man, but this, my version, is the New Testament, the New Testament. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, meaning he tempted Jesus, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered, said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy might, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said, meaning Jesus said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus said unto answering, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And behold, by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee, which now of these three, Jesus asking the lawyer the question, which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And the lawyer going to answer Jesus. And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. May the Lord add his blessing to his precious word. Look at another scripture, Luke 17. Luke chapter 17. Verse 11 to 16. And it came to pass, as he went, meaning Jesus, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lift up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorify God, and fell down on his face at his feet. That meaning the leper that was cleansed fell down at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Bear that name as I continue. And he was a Samaritan. We're going to read one more scripture. John 8, verse 47. John chapter 8. John verse 47 to 48. He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? I'm going to stop there. This scripture, the last one that I read, are the people who should have known who Jesus is. And all they knew about Jesus, or what they tried to say that they know about Jesus, that Jesus is a Samaritan. And because of what they said, I'm going to read who a Samaritan is. Galilee, where Jesus and most of his disciples came from, was a region that was directly north of Judea. The shortest route from Judea to Galilee was to go straight north. Yet most Jews didn't take the shortest route. They preferred to take the route that adds several miles to their journey. So the question is, why would someone intentionally make their journey longer? The answer, I'll leave it there, I'll get back to you. Jesus said in John 4, verse 5, John 4, verse 5, please. I'm not going to be long because I didn't go to bed until after 12 this morning. John 4, verse 5. Then came he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour of the day, about 12 o'clock. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me a drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou being a Jew ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritan. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knowest the gift of God, and who is it that said to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou this living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, and drank thereof himself and his children, and his cattle, Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him or her shall be in him or her a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, Go call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. It is that thou said, In this thou hast said truly. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our father worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Why? Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jew. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speaketh unto thee am he. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his precious word. There are more to come, but I will say without continuing to read the scripture. If you notice that I read some scriptures about Jesus, one about when he met the 10 lepers, and they cry out. They could not come nearby Jesus because in those days, a leper person could not walk with an ordinary person. If you have leper, you have to stay by yourself. At least these were 10 of them, and they were able to accompany one another. And when they saw Jesus, I guess they heard about Jesus, they cried out that Jesus would have mercy on them. And Jesus said to them, Go show yourself to the priest. In those days, they did not have doctors like what we have today. They would go and show themselves to the priest, and based upon what the priest saw, he would decide whether or not they are fit to come back, to come into the temple, or they should go away until they are healed much more. But they did not, while they were walking, one of them, all 10 of them, became healed, and only one recognized that he should go back to Jesus and say thank you. Hallelujah. Now, let me ask a question. How many of us as believers, when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ and we recognize that Jesus Christ healed us, get on our knees or in your bed or in your car and give God praise for salvation? How many of us give God thanks for salvation? Let us move on. Jesus told the story of a lawyer who want to test Jesus instead of trusting Jesus as his Savior. He said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus let him repeat the commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And one of the last one, he said, and thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus said, you have well said. In other words, if you continue to trust your neighbor and all the other trusts, you will have life. Now, let me say this to those who don't understand what Jesus meant when he said you will have life. All of us have life on this earth if we are here. And when Jesus said you will have life, Jesus wasn't meaning that you just going to continue to live until you die. Jesus meant that you will have everlasting life. Everlasting life. And then the guy turned back and said, who is my neighbor? And Jesus gave the story of the man who was traveling and he fell among thieves. He was beaten and robbed, almost killed. And a priest was going to service. Could you imagine? He's going to church. And he was walking on this side, and when he saw the man there, he do like this. And he come over here. Gone to church. A Levite came down after him. And when he saw the man lying there, he did a little better. He went over and he did like this. Looked on him. And then he walked on the other side. Beloved, and what I'm saying now is for believers. How often do we try as believers to help our neighbor? And many of us, when we talk about neighbor, we think it's the man or the person house who's next door to ours. And Jesus make it clear who is our neighbor. It's not necessarily the person who lives close to us. Mark, you know, he could be our neighbor too. But what Jesus saw and give the story of is a man who was dying and two important persons passed by. And they walk, one walk on the other side and one go about his business. But Jesus said, a man came down on his donkey or maybe his horse and saw the man lying there. And he get off and he went over and took oil and rub on him and pick him up and put him on his own beast and took him to what you would call today a hospital. And he stayed overnight with him. And when he was leaving the next morning, he took out some money out of his pocket and he gave them to the secretary or somebody there and said, take care of him. And when I come back tomorrow, if you spend more on him, I will pay the rest. Isn't that a godly way to act? Isn't that a godly way to act? But the question is, how many of us behave that way? Help out somebody who really in need. We are living in a time now when it is very hard sometimes for that to happen. You go on the train now and all you're doing, you're shaking and you're looking around to see if you see somebody coming with a stick or knife or a gun. We know that's what's happening. But those of us who trust the Lord Jesus Christ, when we wake up in the morning, we can give God thanks and praise for taking us through the night. And we are going out and we ask the Lord to help us today because we do not know what we're going to face out there. But one person who knows is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when we put ourselves in his hand, we are protected by God, you know? And Jesus tell the story. And the man, we don't know what he did. He asked, he tried to test Jesus. Tried to test Jesus. And Jesus tell him, if you follow what you just read, you will have life, meaning everlasting life. We're going to move quickly to the woman at the well. Jesus did something. He came for one specific purpose, to die in this world for the sinners of this world. That's why John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son for one specific purpose, to die." To die. Could you imagine? Jesus Christ born in this world for one specific purpose, and that is to die for us. Now, if you are here this morning and you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, maybe this is not the first time you're going to hear anything about the gospel, but Jesus came into this world, and everywhere he went, he carried his disciples, sometimes not all of them. When he went up on the mountain of transfiguration, he carried three of them. But you notice that Jesus did something today with this when he went to this well. He sent his 12, or he allowed his 12 disciples to leave him alone, to go and buy food. Now, ordinarily, based upon my profession, if I'm on a job and we have 12 or maybe more guys working, we would look for the apprentice, and somebody would write a list and say, "Bring this, buy this for me, buy that. But why do you think Jesus let the disciple leave him alone? Jesus was going to deliver a message. Samaria, where the Jews said, "Call Jesus a Samaritan," that is like a curse word, and you're full of the devil. Jesus came for the Samaritans. Those are people who, they have a mixed company of people living there. The Jews were living there, and some of the people, they didn't want to go back through Samaria for where they were going. It's because some of them that live in Samaria are half Jews, different races of people, and they felt that they were not good for them to pass through. But Jesus recognized, he knows that he come into this world to die for every race of people. Every single race. There was no race of people in this world, that Jesus came to this world not to die for. Everywhere that Jesus went, even sometimes when they didn't want him, he made sure that before he leave, at least one person become saved. At least one. He went back to his own place where he was living. And when he went there, after working hard for the day or maybe a couple of days, healing different people, making the blind to see, drive out the evil spirit, everything he did. And when he went back home, you know what they said to him? "You're no big deal, you're a carpenter's son." And all kind of name. But you know what the scripture said? Not many people were saved in his own town. Not many. What that tells us, that at least some were saved. Jesus went to this woman, and when Jesus asked for the water, the reason why Jesus let his disciples go away to buy food, he knew that if the disciples were there, they were going to interfere with his ministry. So he sent them away. And the woman came, and Jesus asked for water. I just imagine Jesus begged for the water in a very special way. Jesus said, "Can I have a drink of water?" And the woman began to argue and said, "But you're a Jew. How come you're talking to me?" And Jesus, more and more, get closer and closer and closer to her in terms of discussing who, not what, Jesus. Jesus didn't call her a sinner, while we know that she was. Jesus didn't mention any word about hell, while we know that if she died the way she was, she would have gone to hell. But Jesus had a special conversation with this lady, until Jesus said something to her: "Go and call your husband." And the question is, I wonder what she felt, knowing the type of person she was. I wonder what to think why Jesus asked her about husband. I'm not going to say what some writer thought of it and put it in writing. But the woman said, "I have no husband." In other words, Jesus didn't have to tell her that you have no husband. She told Jesus, I have no husband. You know why? Because the five men that she had was not her husband. And the one that she was living with is not her husband. And Jesus said to her, you have told me the truth. You have no husband. Because the five you had was not yours, and the one that you're living with. And all of a sudden, she said, wait, are you a prophet? You see, all of a sudden now she began to go Bible way. You know, sometimes you talk to someone about salvation, and they will tell you, yes, I go to church. I sing in the choir. And all different things. She mentioned that, you know, they told us that I should worship here, and some say I should worship there. What do you think? And Jesus answered the appropriate way and said, is not where you worship. It's who you worship. And there's a portion that I didn't read, but I'm going to tell you what, you know what happened. When the Messiah comes, he will tell me or tell us all things. Jesus said to her, the one that is speaking to you, I am he. Listen to what she did. She didn't run back home and get a shower. She left the bucket at the well. I believe if you go there, you might find it. You know what she did? She rushed to all the men. You know, those days, you wouldn't find a group of men and women hang out in the same place. All the men who go to the bars and places like that would be out there talking and making jokes. And she went to the men and she said something. She said, come see a man who told me everything that I have ever done. Is not this the Christ? Before I'm going to close pretty soon, let me ask us as believers, where is our Samaria? Where is our Samaria? When last we go and find somebody to tell about Jesus, the man, the Christ? When was the last time we go and talk to somebody, one of our neighbors, about Jesus? This woman went and witnessed to these men, come and see a man who told me everything that I have ever done. And I guess these men knew her. And they listened to her, and then you know what they did? The men did? They rushed to the well. Jesus was still there. By that time, his disciple returned and was wondering, why is he talking to that woman? But they didn't know that Jesus, as they said, did anybody give him food to eat? Because Jesus didn't talk about food anymore. Jesus, I believe, was telling them of the witness, the lady that he witnessed to. And all of these men rushed to Jesus. And Jesus witnessed to them. And you know what they told the woman? We thank you for telling us. But you know what? We not only take your word for it, but we went and listened to Jesus ourselves. And only heaven will declare how many people will be in eternity with Jesus because of the witness, the testimony of that one woman who listened to Jesus, accepted Jesus, and spread the word to those men that was hanging out there. Those men. And you know what they did? What Jesus did? What the men did? You know, Jesus was going through. And you know what they did? They said, Jesus, we thank you for your story. Thank you for salvation. Could you stay with us a few more days? Not too many places Jesus go and ask him to stay, you know. But they asked Jesus to stay among them. And I believe they didn't just stay to have joke, But Jesus stayed with them a few more days, witnessing to them of why he, Jesus, came to this earth. And I believe that quite a large group of them trust Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. My dear, if you're here and you have never trusted Jesus, maybe you come to church every now and again and you say, it's a nice place to go and sit down and listen. But would you be like that woman who accept Jesus and then rush to the men in her district or town and tell them of the great man that she met at the well? And they came and listened to Jesus, accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and invite him to stay with them a few more days. You know how many people around Good Tidings who want to hear the message of salvation, who would love to know that Jesus Christ died for their sins? But you know what? How often do we go? I know we went up maybe a few days or a few evenings. But you know what? When you go out there, even right now, I don't know if it's raining, there are people going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Some of them just want, what do you give out when you're out there? A track that tells of Jesus Christ and his love. Some of them just want somebody to tell them that Jesus loved them. I know I said it several times that a few years ago I was out there giving out the tracts, and two ladies passed by, and the way how they look, we know that something was wrong with them. You know, that they were not straight. You know what that means. And when I tried to give them the tract, they said to me, oh no, I am homo. They were going to take the bus. And I said to them with a smile on my face, I said, God love them too. And they turned around like they're coming back to me with a smile on their face. But they didn't get to come because the bus came and they went into the bus. You know, there are people out there. They know that they are sinners, just like how this woman knew, hoping for somebody to witness to them because the lives that they are living, they know it's not right. But they feel that's the best they can do because they need somebody, one of us, to talk to them in love, lovingly. And sometimes we do not have to go through Rome, the entire book of Romans. Just say, my dear, Jesus loves you. And then they may begin to ask us questions, like how this woman talked about the well. Jesus wasn't so much interested in the well more than to sit at the well. I believe maybe there was a tree over the well and he was cool because the sun was hot. But he knew that a woman was coming to draw water, and that woman was the answer to their town. All the men came and listened to Jesus. And based upon what the story said, they did not just come to listen to Jesus and to go back to their past life. No, they came to listen to Jesus and to have a change in their lives. That's why they invite Jesus to stay with them a few more days. God is a God who loves us. All that was going on, all the Jews said, you're a Samaritan. But Jesus was more than a Samaritan. He was the Savior of the world. And he died to save us. And praise God. Praise God. I have a feeling that when I get to heaven, I will see a lot of Samaritans sit there praising God. And the song that we were singing, the praise, the one that angels cannot sing, those men and that woman with us. Some of us don't have such a good voice, but we will be singing the song of glory. Praise be to God. Let me state it for the last time, and then I'm going to close in prayer. If you are here and you do not know Jesus Christ, be like the Samaritan woman. When she discovered that Jesus is a Savior, she ran and said, come see a man who tell me of everything that I've ever done. I will never ask what you did in your past life. That's between you and Jesus. You and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But what I would like to tell you, that the same Jesus that saved the Samaritan woman and all those men, he went to the cross. And even when he was on the cross, a soul was saved. Most of us, even if you're not a believer, you know that two people, one on the left and one on the right hand, died with Jesus. But one before he died, he asked Jesus to have mercy on him. And you know what Jesus said? Today, not tomorrow, not next month, today you shall be with me in paradise. Let me tell you this. If you die without Jesus Christ, there's no paradise for you. And the other thing that will happen, there's nobody in hell with a lack of memory. You will always remember that you heard the gospel, but you put Jesus to wait. Please, don't do that if you are here this afternoon. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior before time changes to eternity. May God bless you for his name's sake. Let us close. Let us close. Eternal God and Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name for your love. Your word declared, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Lord God and Father, we thank you for those of us who took you at your word and trust Jesus Christ, your Son, as our Savior. But Lord God and Father, we ask you that if there's anyone in here this afternoon who have never trusted you as their Savior, we pray, oh God, that you will touch them, that they will never walk out here without turning their lives over like that woman to you. And Lord God and Father, know that Jesus Christ is seated on the right hand of God the Father, making intercessions for us. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you all the honor and the glory that is due unto your holy name. We give you thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen. May God bless you. And I trust that if you are a visitor, that you will come again. But most importantly, that you will trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. God bless you.